Betsy, if you would, first of all, tell us a little bit about what you do and the magazine you work for and all that.
Well, I'm the editor-in-chief of Living the Country Life, which now includes a magazine 6 times a year and a radio show 2x a day every week. And then we have a television show that runs on RFD-TV 4 times a week all year. And then we have also a website and we have a database.
So that makes you kind of a multimedia star then in the rural living situation.
I don't know about star, but yes, we have what we call a 360 approach, where we're going to hit these people every single way we can and every form of media.
And so you're trying to reach who?
We're trying to reach what we call a rural lifestyle person. This is someone who lives maybe 20 to 40 miles outside of a metropolitan area. They live on 2 to 40 or 50 acres and probably commute to work or work out of their home. A lot of them are professionals. They are higher income. They are very technically advanced on the internet. Mm-hmm. And they have a passion for living in the country and everything that's involved in that.
So your publication has a relationship with the Country Living Association.
We are the official publication of the Country Living Association and have worked with them from the very beginning of that idea.
And here in Kansas City, we're going to kick off a conference here shortly called the Country Living Outlook Conference. And I understand you're one of the speakers here on our program. Tell me a little bit about what kind of message you're bringing to the conference.
I'm speaking about who this audience is and what we know about them, and I'm using, we have research on more than 93,000 of these people who live this life that have filled out a survey form for us, and we've asked them things like how many acres do they live on, what kind of animals do they have, what kind of projects are they doing, what kind of products are they buying, and so I'm going to discuss that.
Any kind of highlights you might want to share with us that people would be interested to know?
Well, our research has found that these people are extremely active. They purchase a lot of products or would like to purchase a lot of products. They want to do a lot of projects. If you ask them, what would you like to do in the next 3 years, they want to do landscaping. They want to build a pond. They want to restore their barn. They want to put up fence. I mean, they just want to do everything. And since I live this life, I can relate to that totally.
Well, I have been on your blog, which you've now started also,
right,
which is part of the website of what you're doing. And, you know, the first picture was this beautiful picture of this snapping turtle, if I remember right. And so just give us an example of how that applies to this audience.
It actually wasn't a beautiful picture. It was a dead snapping turtle. That what I do with my blog is just give a kind of a daily look at life on a property like this. So basically, we have a big pond. We have a problem right now with too many snapping turtles. So we have a guy that's trying to get those out of our pond. My daughter just got some ducks, and she's experimenting with raising ducks. So we're learning that. My husband built some sheep feeders out of some old parts that he got at the car wash. We tend to be a little bit of inventors, that kind of thing. We're always fixing fence. And then a lot of living this life is, you know, you sit in your yard and you look out across the grove and how beautiful it is. So the views that you have in the country are really important to us as well.
Well, we have a couple of acres and work out of our home, but as I've told people this year, the travel schedule has been such that it would just be nice to sit out on my deck for an afternoon, and that opportunity hasn't been available much lately. But looking then at this conference, let's talk about the Outlook Conference itself. Besides your talk about who these people are and learning who that audience is, what is it that we're trying to accomplish here?
Well, you know, we're just starting out, and this is the first time we've had this kind of meeting, but basically the people who are coming here are folks who are trying to market products for the most part to this audience. And because the audience is so diverse, you know, if you're talking about farmers, you might talk about corn farmers in Iowa. Well, you're getting really narrow there. And so we know what kind of products they want. Well, this audience, the rural lifestyle audience, they might have horses, they might not, they might have goats, you know, pretty much everybody needs a tractor of some kind. Mm-hmm. So there are some pieces of equipment that everybody is probably going to be interested in. But I think it's a growing audience. We mm-hmm. know that from USDA numbers, that there are more and more and more of these folks. And, of course, marketers are interested in reaching them.
Well, and you're working for a publication company, Meredith, and obviously when you mentioned that 360 approach, would it be safe to say that it's your opinion or research has shown that to reach these people, you really have to take a diverse approach?
You do. I mean, you have to try to. One thing with the radio show is we know a lot of these people commute into, just as I do. You know, I live 20 miles south of Des Moines. I commute every day in and out of the city. So I listen to the radio. So the radio is one way to reach them. They're not going to read a magazine while they're driving. And we know they're on the internet because we know that they come on, they're looking for information, they're looking to make buying decisions on products on the web. And television is a form of relaxation, and RFD-TV has become increasingly popular with this audience. And so we're trying to hit them. You know, it's an entertaining lifestyle. It's also a very productive lifestyle as well.
When they're driving, some of them might have an iPod they would listen to. Have you considered podcasting the radio show you're doing?
We have. We just now are putting up the MP3 files so people can download those. You know, it's all so new, really, that we just launched this thing, and so my head is still spinning a little bit. It's great fun. Someone asked me yesterday, I had spent 23 years writing about the farm production side of agriculture, and in fact, a very specific part of it, the hog production, confinement hog production, which has become very narrow and has come down to just a couple thousand people really in the country. So now I'm looking at a huge audience, very diverse, and it's exciting. It's a growing number of people, and we don't know everything we need to know about these people. I mean, we're learning more every day.
Well, speaking of that, I'm going to make an assumption that you've had some feedback from your audience, whether that's probably by email or if you've done any kind of surveying or something like that. Anything you might want to share in terms of the feedback you've already gotten?
Well, we have those survey cards on 93,000 people, but then I collect every email and every response that we get. We had a contest this past couple months called Beautiful Places. We asked people to send in their mm-hmm. pictures of their place, what they liked about their place, and it's everything from a sunset to my water garden to here's my favorite horse. That's been hugely popular. I've really enjoyed receiving all those emails, and then I'll respond to every single one of them, and have learned a lot. And what I've learned, I guess, in general is that these people are really hungry for information. They might have, here's our koi garden that we just installed, but now I need information on, I want to put a gazebo next to it. Where can I get information on that? They're just, you know, and I know this from living this life, the projects never end. You do this one, and next year you need to fix this fence, you need to restore the barn, now I need to put up a shop, now I need to buy a snowblower. It's just, it never ends. And, you know, they're always planting trees and landscaping, and it's fun.
Great. Anything else that you would like to share about living the country life and what you're doing to try to reach and provide information to that audience?
Well, I think the best way to reach us really right now is to check out our website, which is www.livingthecountrylife.com. And we'd really like feedback. We just revamped the whole thing. And I have a new blog there, so come in and comment. I'm trying to go from everything from the dead snapper to the picture of my beautiful grove, you know. And so that's really fun. I'll try to, you know, respond back to as many people as I can.
Well, thank you very much. That's Betsy Fries, who is not only writing and talking and producing web content about the country life, but living it herself. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.